feel again.
Oh yeah, Lagos, Nigeria. His name's James Morrison and Nelly Furtado. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The song's titled Broken Strings. Welcome to Worthy of Note. A beautiful Wednesday afternoon to you on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. The truth hurts, lies are worse. All right then, welcome to the show. 21 minutes past 12, this very beautiful Wednesday afternoon. All right, so given that it's worthy of note, I have a certain update. I would love to have extracted a conversation out of this one, but I guess since the videos by the terrorist became a public piece of information, or say an article of information within the public sphere, there's been developing stories. So I think you pretty much remember about last week, schools had to be shut down in Abuja. Yeah, so Unity schools, private schools. Now there is another update. And the reason I can't quite extract a conversation out of this is because I also feel like I need to get a little bit more information as to the development. All right? Okay. So probably in a few days, more will be revealed, or maybe, yeah, more will be revealed as time is. Time gives us the opportunity to come in contact with the revelations of our lives. So yeah, in a few days, more will be revealed. But here's the update. The Nigerian Railway Corporation has suspended the Lagos, Kano and Ajaokuta train services due to fear of terrorist attacks. This is not to alarm you, really. This is to bring you up to date with the pace at which developments are pretty much occurring. Multiple sources within the Ministry of Transportation and the Nigerian Railway Corporation are saying that the train services will not resume until security along the Lagos-Kano route and the Ajaokuta train station was guaranteed. So evidently, depending on what information is now available to state security agents and, say, some government parastatals, schools have had to go closed, train stations are now being suspended. So it's a moving story. We're hoping that the worst doesn't happen. We're praying that the unnecessary does not occur. Until I have a little bit more information, honestly, I would like to spare you the weight of the suspense, really. The inability to know why. I think we know why. It's more or less what is next. So in the absence of actual information to work with, I just think, well, it's worthy of note. And here you go. Just knowing that this is happening and praying that we've seen the worst. Maybe I need to pray hard enough about that one. Yeah, but praying that we've seen the worst. All right, so I would like to segue into a non-socio-political, non-actually political conversation, but that would be after the break. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, then. So what are we talking about today? Our first hour, we're going to analyze forgiveness. But this time around, this topic has a context. I'm going to be sharing a context with you. I have to. Because this context begs interrogation. It forces you to subject your emotions and your logic to human actions or inactions. And even more importantly, interpretation. I want to see how you'll interpret. Remember, Wednesdays is worthy of note. And of course, our second hour, we have a segment that we hold to, or we note to be language and interpretations. So I think this is an aspect of our first our conversation that requires interpretation. Yeah, so you read a person's language and then you are forced to interpret it. First hour. Second hour also embodies the need to interpret. And it's about child psychology. We spoke about it last week. By the way, if you are a parent and you love children and you would in some way exert yourself in a manner that you want your child or say the children whom you cater to develop in one way or the other better than average, I want to recommend a psychologist, Jean Piquet. I think you should read the research work by Jean Piquet. Yeah. Jean Piquet. Yeah. J. Yeah. Child psychologist. Phenomenal guy. And I love his work. And he has done a thorough job on children and the mind of children. He's a Swiss psychologist. Well, you shouldn't be surprised. You know me, I'm into psychology, philosophy, so I tend to know these guys by first name. All right, so I think you should check that guy out, really. It's to give you an aspect, and I believe that you already have an aspect in your heart. There's something latent inside of you that loves children, so that also provides you a resource for information and education. And then you compare to the work of Jean Piquet, and then you find out the best formula to deal with the children that you have. The reason this is necessary is, one, by my observation, I think, particularly on Instagram, it's as though the average human has to be a clown to get social interaction. If you are... So just a few people are really straight on what they do, maybe for business or people who have, say, messages which might be motivational or which might be educational. The larger chunk are just people who set themselves up in a clownish manner. It's like everyone on Instagram has to act. You have to put up a show because that's the only way. Have you noticed it? Because you're nodding. You have to put up a show. You have to make yourself a mascot of a sort. You have to become a you have to become the clown in the circus to get people to like and say, oh wonderful, oh excellent, oh glorious, oh victorious, amazing. You're my mentor. Or you know, they say, and your children have a phone in their hands now. And then we're having men who have no intelligence but have a six-pack. And then you have women who have dead brain cells but have a phenomenal body. But then the question is, what makes the body phenomenal? By whose standard? Is it Ebony magazine? Is it Vogue? Like, who determines what a phenomenal body is? Is it Paris Fashion Week? Is it Milan Fashion Week? By the way, the Caucasians think you have to be as lean as stick to really cut it. Then we're having people coming up with eating disorders, right? Because they don't eat. I've been watching Housewives, and I see housewives with three kids have eating disorders, and I try to figure out, so what is it? And it's a body image disposition. So they want to look a certain type of way, and to maintain that, you know, mentality of what they should look like, they don't eat, and then they cry about the insecurity that gives to them. So they hate what they eat. Like, how do you have that much money and you suffer that much? How do you hate what you eat? You have you carry a $20,000 bag. You have a $30,000 bag in your hand, but you hate what you eat. All right. Oh, hold on a second. I want to play you this one. I think you've met things that make sense. I think you have also had the privilege of seeing things that make no sense. I don't know whether you've seen this one before, because I still have no category for this one. But, you know, child psychology is really what we're aiming at today. And hold on a sec. If you don't get it, you're not alone. I don't. Wait. Hold on, child. Wait, child. Hold on. Like, is the internet going to serve? Okay, let me just play it from here, because I want you to hear it from start. If it confuses you, you're not alone. Best believe me. You're not. Hold on a second. All right, let's start.
Cody, pronouns E-M, errs, or Z's, or Z's, or
wait.
Any neo pronouns that aren't Z, her, hers. I am a white, transmasculine, femme, non-binary, temporarily, mostly able-bodied, neurodivergent, obsessive, compulsive, chronically ill, culturally Jewish, Unitarian Universalist, non-monogamous, demi-low romantic, gray demi-bisexual, survivor of acute and complex trauma, millennial, and cat parent in mental health recovery.
Okay. So I know some of you want to leave Nigeria and go, you know, I know you want to leave the country and you want to go somewhere else. That's not the problem. The problem is your child's psychology. So we're in a world where the line between right and wrong has been blurred. You can't quite tell it apart. You're like, you can't even tell the righteous from the unrighteous anymore. It's like they all look alike these days. You can't tell the good from the evil one. It's like you have to test the spirit to be able to tell if this is a good person or if this is a bad person, because it's a uniformity in act. Because maybe there's a lack of courage that people do not have that forces them to act a certain type of way for either approval or for selfish gains. I hear that there's a young man whose parents were, I think, arrested last year, but he's been arrested this year by the EFCC. He's said to be a youth pastor who runs a Ponzi scheme. And he's on Instagram praying and speaking in tongues. The comedy. If you don't have cable TV, just go on social media. It's poor theater, by the way. If you've ever been to a proper theater, if you have ever been to either Switzerland and the theater in Switzerland, or you've been to Milan theater, or say you've been to Paris, or even to New York, if you've been to a proper theater where you had to pay like say $500 for a sitting just to watch a bunch of good singers and great dancers put up a show for you, this is a bad theater, but theater nonetheless. It's just theater for peasants. Okay, so I'm going to be making quite a number of references, and we need to discuss child psychology and the things that influence child psychology. Let me tell you why this is interesting. These things actually affect adults. So if they affect adults, how does it affect the child? All of that today. And of course, at 2:30, we're expecting Desmond to be in the studio. Welcome to the show. It's Worthy of Notes. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, then, let's hit the ground running. So first of all, let's talk about interpreting human actions. And this time, I want to aim at the concept of forgiveness. So I want to share with you a reference. Now, the only reason this reference is even being shared is because it was exactly what triggered my thinking to make this a radio conversation. But I know that on a more general level, say if you're a black person before you've been outside this country, you've probably been marginalized. We've heard as black people where a bunch of, say, Caucasians have looked down on us or minimized us or disrespected us or even abused us. In fact, slavery was not just, I don't even know what to call that slavery thing, because it was not just hurt. It was damage. I wonder what the Jews think of the Germans when you think about the Holocaust. So there is that sort of pain that is aimed to break your spirit. Now, there's this fella on Twitter. This is just for example, but I don't want us to make that exclusively the conversation, all right? I'm just pointing you in a number of directions just so that we can, I want you to be able to underscore how this applies and touches every living, breathing human being. All right. So, for example, if you're a woman, you know, you've had men look down on you. Some men say, oh, you're a woman. And really, you'll be lucky if they don't spell it out. Some men think that if you're a woman, no sensibility can come out of you. No intelligence can come out of you. Some think if you're a woman, then you're beneath the man. Even if the man is a good old made to be destined to be a fool. As long as you're a woman, they just subject you to, you know, the man. And some men think, oh no, she's a woman. Oh, she's beneath me. So this guy on Instagram, I'm not sure where he is. I think he's northerner. Yeah? Okay, good. So he doesn't like the Igbos, and I think it's his personal choice because, of course, as you know, they're northern. I mean, my mom's hometown is Okigwe. My mom's from Okigwe, and I remember going to Okigwe, and I met Northerners, and they lived side by side. I met a few Yoruba people, but I also met like Northerners, and they lived there and they spoke Igbo, and nobody had any qualms with them. Yeah, okay, good. So I think it's a personal thing for him. I didn't quite bother to read all of the things he said because I don't follow him on social media. I didn't quite care to read all the things he said against the Igbos. I just read one, and I want to share that with you. He said that the Igbo man is a third-class citizen. He said, then he came back and said, no, the Igbo is fourth. Yeah, he said, the Hausa is first, Yoruba is second, cows are third, and then the Igbo is fourth. All right. And then, unfortunately, on social media, he comes back, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, and he says that his brother's been kidnapped. And then he apologizes to the Igbos. He says, oh, I'm sorry to all the Igbos and, I'm sorry to the Igbos about the things I've said to you. I need help now. He's trying to raise money for ransom, and he says, please help me. He says, I have no other choice, and I know people are gonna laugh at me, but I need your help. So of course, as you would have assumed, it went back and forth like that. So some people were actually willing to help, others were a little indifferent, and I thought, oh wow, okay. So you see something like that, and then there are some blacks who feel a certain way about the white. I've been profiled before by a Caucasian. I think he was American, but I met him in Canada. And he didn't even minimize me because I think I was more intelligent than he was. But he just gave me one backhanded compliment like that. Like, you know, black people are not that smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And it threw me off because that was my first time being profiled. Look, have you seen any human being that looks like a mannequin? That was how the guy looked. There was no hair out of place. Like, this is a guy who probably wakes up and his mirror time in the morning is 2 hours. It has to be. From shampooing his hair to conditioning to flattening to gelling to the brows. Like, the guy looked like a piece of art. He looked sculpted. I'm not even talking about, like, the muscles in his, like, the look. Chiseled chin. He has to be a roaming example of what Hitler had during the Second World War when they created humans in the lab. Have you watched the movie Brazilian Boys? I think it's still on YouTube. Please watch it. I'm not making this up. It's on YouTube. There's a movie about it. Quite a number of movies about it. But you go to YouTube, watch Brazilian Boys. Joseph Mengele created the new man, the Aryan race. The Aryan race of what the new European must look like. Something out of the wind. Well, we can't deny it looked good, but of course it's not necessarily. Just read about it. Make of it what you will, all right? Yeah. And then, of course, the Holocaust. And every time the Jews try to speak about the Holocaust, and it must really be painful to have anybody minimize the pain of the Jews, you know, what they went through in the hands of the Germans. And by the way, there were some Germans who saved the Jews, even though many Germans supported the cause to exterminate the Jews. And maybe you're Yoruba and you've heard someone, you know, disrespect you, marginal, and not because you're a bad person, but just because you're Yoruba. Or say you're Northerner, like we had on radio yesterday, where a caller called in and he was aggrieved by the possibility that he's Northerner, and every time there's a conversation about terrorism, people just say the North. And he said, well, we're not all terrorists. And it's like he felt like he had to defend himself every time. So I'm trying to point out the pain. But hold on a second. So imagine a situation where someone directly, specifically, like the aim was to break your spirit, make you feel less, abuse you. Then they come back and then they say, I'm sorry, but I need help. It's like they're saying that they're sorry. Good. But it seems as though the reason they're sorry is because they have or need a problem. Oh, no, they have a problem and they need help. How do you interpret that? Because it's complex when you look at it. So maybe your wife has been very abusive to you, and then she needs something. Then she becomes humble. The moment she gets it, She's back to default setting of being aggressive, being abusive, and everything else that she does to your spirit that breaks your heart. Or maybe it's your husband and his all of that. He's a tyrant. But when he needs help, he sounds like a human being with emotions. But the moment he gets the help, he's back to his default setting, you know, of being demonically possessed of maybe like five demons at this point. Or maybe legions, because you can't quite tell why he's the way he is. So they hurt you, and then they get into a problem. Then they come back and apologize. Let's interpret that. On Language and Interpretations, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sony side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. Make you back. And so remember that the line 01465-7190 is the line specifically dedicated to women to call in. Yeah, so you want to keep that free, particularly if you're non-female. We're going to talk about the sexes in the next hour. Hello, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hey, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce. This is Ngozi from Lagos Island.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, Joyce, my response, I actually followed that story. At some point, I wanted to respond to him that the cows and the first-class citizens should help him raise the money. That's the human nature in me. Probably that's what he deserves. But being a Christian, the other side of me, I would only help that person because of God. And probably because of the brother that is in captivity, who may be different from this guy, from his own opinion. But be it as it may, we should be very mindful of what we say or put out. Because today you may feel you are okay. Tomorrow you still need the same help, just like what is happening. Igbos are nobody in Nigeria, but when the issue of money comes in, well, yes, he knows that it's only the Igbos at that point that may come to his rescue, probably the higher percentage of the money he's looking for. The cows at this point cannot produce money for him. So I think it's a lesson for all. We should be mindful of what we say. Even if you hate somebody, yes, you mustn't like everybody, probably because of your own personal opinion or ideology. But please keep it to yourself. That's what
all
I
right.
have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. At 99.3 Nigeria Info. Many times when they say forgive and forget, well, I think they say it and they don't mean to suggest that it's an easy thing to do. But if you've met people who've been hurt, so for example, on this show, we had a man call in and say that his mom needs him, but he doesn't care about her because of what the mom did to the sister. I think he said that the mom killed the sister because of her second husband. The second husband didn't want another child in the family, or a child that wasn't his in the family. And so the mom, you know, played some funny thing and then killed her own daughter. So the son calls me up on Confessions Thursday and says, look, I have a confession. I don't care about my mom. And if she needs me now, but I don't care. Like, she can die and I wouldn't bother. And this is the second time something like that has come on radio. There's another lady who said that her mother, she was raped by her stepfather and her mother did not believe her. And she put out some things on social media about her mom and said her mom's good, but her mom pretty much has some issues she needs to fix, and says that if her mom died, she'll not show up for the funeral. So it's easy sometimes to say forgive, but it seems as though that forgiveness in itself is a process, particularly when you can establish that the person who hurt you did it deliberately. You know, it's like, well, forgive, yeah, but yeah. So it's just that narrow line in between. So if someone hurts you, then they get into a problem and they come back to say, I'm sorry. How do you interpret that? Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Welcome. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja. Hello?
We're with you. Go ahead.
Yes. My contribution is that, see, the Bible said a double-minded man is always unstable in his ways. And if you look at it, it always plays out within us and it's within our environments. And when we now, because of that, when a time of help comes in, we cannot help. So the Bible said we should love our neighbor as ourselves.
Yeah.
So if there is a need for us to do it, and God said for Christ's sake. So if you know you have this double-minded mind that you don't want to assist, but for Christ's sake, just like one of the lady that I just called, that she can just do it because of God. Yes.
Okay.
You can do it because of Christ's sake. You can assist such person, not his own character. Because after all, God died for us.
Thank you.
And he died for everybody.
Mm.
And he resurrects for us to survive. So in all this, we can also help ourselves in times of need. So irrespective of
the tribe was one reference. I gave other references. Like, you guys, don't disappoint me. Don't stick to the tribe narrative. I gave other references, though. But I get it. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's 99.3. It's Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. We'll be right back. Tonight, 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's 4 minutes before we touch down, 1 p.m. My assistant in the studio is asking me if... by the way, the movie's titled The Boys from Brazil. That's the title of the movie. Yeah, if you want to... if you want to go down memory lane a little bit. The Boys from Brazil. And my assistant was asking whether humans from that era or from that experiment exist. Well, maybe you'd find the answer if you would read Lebesborn Twins. So you can Google Lebesborn Twins. It was a secret Nazi breeding program, Lebesborn Twins. And yes, they exist today. 3 minutes before touchdown, 1 p.m., 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. And forgiveness and how you would interpret human action. Yeah. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Joyce.
Good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Papa G on the line.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, the way you talk about forgiveness, I think we all should practice it, because if you want your light to shine, you must forgive. You remove the burden from you. It's very important, you know. I don't want to say much, but a caller that said God died for us. Honestly, I disagree. God never died, but the Son of God, the begotten Son, is the one that died for us. God is a spirit. Spirit don't die. I think we should get it right. I'm a Christian. Something is missing somewhere. How can you say God, the creator of the universe?
But that was the implication of his statement.
Definitely. He mentioned God.
Yeah, Almighty. But the implication of his statement was exactly what you're saying.
Okay. No problem.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. So is it easier to forgive? Because to be honest with you, so far, the callers sound like, it's just easy to forgive. Hello, the sunny side, welcome to the show. It does quite appear that it's an easy thing to do. Hello, the sunny side, how are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. You have a minute. And
Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. I'm good, thank you.
There is happiness for me, Kurdu.
Thank you.
That guy is arrogant.
Which one now?
The one that said he placed a cow above a human being.
That's one aspect. And then people say things, and then they come back. You know, when they get a problem, or maybe they fall into a trouble, then they say sorry. So how do you interpret that? Are they really sorry, or?
I don't think they are sorry. I don't think they are sorry.
But if they find themselves in problem and they come to you, what do you do?
Oh, Joyce. Maybe I have to think very well.
Oh, well, think about it and call me back then. Think about it and call me back.
My love. Oh, no, this is bad.
Think about it and then call me back.
All right, love.
Thank you. The Sunny Side, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. I'm going away. This is Nigeria Info. Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71-90. We're talking about forgiveness, and it does quite appear that it needs a little bit of thinking, or at least requires some thought, where someone offends you or stirs up annoyance without any need. You know, annoyance is not necessary. They spite you, demean you, marginalize you. I mean, they kill you in ways that death itself better come, because what else is left, right? And then they get into a problem, and then they come back and say, look, I'm sorry. By the way, I need help. Let's find out what you think about that. How would you interpret that action? Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Yeah. It's good to have you on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Right. Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Abiodun.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, so just to make a quick contribution.
Sure.
So the issue of forgiveness, like I heard you mention earlier, is not entirely an easy thing to do. I think it also comes from maybe personal decision or, you know, nature. So I, for one, you can't offend me. Everybody knows, my wife, my friends, I can't be offended, because I'm thinking to myself, what's the point getting upset with you? What I will then not do will be to be that open to you. Because the longer that I hold on to that grievance, the more difficult it is for me to live my normal day. I'm not better with it.
Very true.
I know that sometimes people will say, oh yeah, but God forgives. And I'm like, yeah, God is a greater being. You know, we are human, and there's that human nature that just likes to hold on.
Yeah.
I think what most people there will probably need to do is to think about how they are not forgiving and moving on, how it impacts them. You know, I know people who can't get things off their chest and they just hold on to it.
Yeah.
And in that way, never able to move forward from that situation.
Mm.
But I mean, trust me, it does feel good.
Okay, so now you're a very special case, because you say you hardly ever get offended. Now, if someone really, really, you know, broke your spirit, they offended you bad, you chose not to get offended, they get into a problem, and only then do they come to apologize. How do you interpret that?
Right, so I'll give you a personal scenario. I had a friend of mine who, for some reason, we got into an argument. He was on the wrong, but he wasn't about to admit it. For 4 months, we didn't talk. I didn't reach out to him. I mean, so he knew he was the one who was wrong. And then we had a common friend whose wedding was going to come up. And we met at the batches. And then we got talking. People who knew what happened were surprised to see. I thought this guy was angry with him. And I made him not understand immediately. My point was for him to just agree. If he didn't agree, no doubt. I'm not saying he won't get offended. I've had situations where for 2-3 days, I mean, I was so upset I couldn't do anything else. But then I told myself, come on, just let it go already. It's difficult to let go. I can tell you that for free.
So if that friend had come back to you, so this is even a friend, so if that friend came back to you without apologizing, he gets into a problem and calls you and say, like, hey, my man, I have a problem. By the way, I'm sorry.
I will rise up immediately.
Okay.
I mean, immediately, without fail.
Okay.
You know, get him out of the rut first. And then, of course, it's good enough that he's apologizing because he needs help. I'm not going to hold it against him. Like I said,
okay.
I'm just going to be more careful.
Okay. Well, then, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank
you. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name and you can go ahead.
My name is Michael.
Welcome.
From Algeria.
Thank you.
The last caller just talk a bit about my philosophy.
You too, you don't get angry.
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Is that I monitor people,
okay,
and put them in a state.
Is that good?
And I work with them on that state, not allowing them to get to my inner being.
For instance, there is this philosophy I grew up with. If you come to me to borrow money, I will say yes or no. But when you stick to me, if you're asking me for 20,000, for instance, I can manage to say, I'll give you 5,000. The reason for that is, if you don't give me that 5,000 back, I would rather not even ask. Now, looking at your earlier, what do I call it, example, the guy that said, or talking generally about forgiveness, I don't think it's about forgiveness for the guy. It's about absolutely ignoring him. I personally will not hurt him, neither would I do him good. I believe there should be a standard for humanity to live. There are some things that is expected of human beings. And
so if someone hurts you directly and then they came back to say that they're sorry, but that was also because they wanted help, how do you interpret that?
The truth I said earlier is, whether you are coming to give me a favor or whatever it is, or
I'm giving you a scenario. I wanted to speak on that scenario. You've been hurt, you've been disrespected, you've been abused. The person then gets into trouble and then comes to you and say, look, I need help.
Like
I'm sorry.
I
do you help them?
Kind. I will not allow you to get into me.
What does that mean? Do you help them?
I helped him. The help is just for humanity.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
If it comes off with something else, I'm not expecting a payback.
Okay.
So I just want humanity. If as soon as, okay, I have a truck now as I'm speaking now. I saw a young man. He's been coming around. He's a mechanic. And I gave him started working with him, was treating the truck and all those things. And a lot of things happened. The engine went back. I had to change the engine. As soon as I changed the engine, from another mechanic, I took it to him to do the small finishing. And as soon as he did the small finishing, a new engine, half engine, the engine got knocked, the third day. I took it back to him. I said, see, this thing has got knocked. Do you know what? From where he was picking it to his workshop, he got hit by a vehicle. Oh, this is the situation. Police has come into it. The truth is, I just zero my mind. I did not allow it to cross. I don't know how they took it to his workshop. I went to him. I gave him money, over 50,000. He said, the thing is okay. He wanted to start it. He said he had to push it to start. He started. By the time he called me back, he said something again as spoiled. I do not allow to get to my...
All right, thank you then. That sounds good. All right, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
You're welcome.
99.3 Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Can you hear me, Joyce?
I can.
Joyce, what's up?
Oh, for real? Yeah, sure. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to animate this place a bit because it's a bit on the deal. I think it needs, there's so much pressure cooker kind of heat. I don't understand it.
How much are you changing dollar for? You sound excited. How much did you get the dollar for now?
I didn't get any dollar. I'm just speaking with you. And I feel lifted. I feel 10 feet tall. I feel like we're playing the war.
Look, I'm happy that you called in.
Honestly.
Thank you very much for calling.
Well, enough of the pleasantries. I think I need to... Sometimes I chuckle when I listen to people speak on the radio.
Why?
People come on radio and begin to quote and unquote abuse God. I've seen lots of things that are very, very malfeasant and things that don't make sense.
Malfeasant? Nobody has said anything malicious so far.
Let me explain to you. Look, forgiveness, is a morpheme and it's a journey. Okay? That's number one. Forgiveness is two sides of a coin. The first side of the coin is the act itself of forgiveness, the other side of the coin is consequences. You cannot escape consequences. So when somebody tells you, I'll forgive him, and then he will go his way. No, it doesn't work that way. That's number one. Number two, God is not a God of sentiment. God is a God of justice.
Okay.
So when you do something, when something unto what happens from you, you're going to carry the consequences. That is what I call the philosophy of the cross. The philosophy of the cross is that you've got to carry your own cross. So if you have a guy that intentionally, that word intention is operative here, because if you ever think about what Jesus said on the cross, he said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." So that means that forgiveness comes. If there's something called a honest mistake, you can make a honest mistake. But when it's intentional, you say something intentional, you're an adult, you're not a minor, and you say something intentional, you engage in that ignorance, and you say something that doesn't make any sense, and you come back, and you walk to my door, and you knock with your clangor, and you step in, I'm going to shoo you out. I'm going to tell you to hell.
All right.
So that's the situation I'm just trying to make you understand. That life is about consequences.
Okay.
And it's about law and justice. So if the guy comes to me, I'm not going to say no because of God. Because if you do that, you are psychologically creating a monster. You have to let that guy carry his cross and feel and be hit by those consequences. The philosophy of the cross must come to bear, my dear. That is why I first started with my initiation submission, that a lot of people come on a frequency and submit and say things about God that they don't understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Otherwise, God wouldn't have allowed Jesus to go through that kilometer-long haul of pain, agony, defeat, and torture. He wouldn't have done that.
All right.
He wouldn't have done that.
Ooh, okay.
So I listen, I chuckle sometimes. I love chuckle.
It's all right.
In my little basement, and I play my guitar. I said, man, people don't say talk.
Yeah.
God is not the God of sentiment. That's what I'm saying.
All right,
God,
and that's clear. So hopefully someone agrees with that.
That's just what I want to.
I appreciate it.
I'm so happy I spoke to you today. I've been trying your number.
I'm glad you got through.
JJ has not been going. But I think I need to tell you something right here and right now. That people like you, Joyce, you come every 50 years.
Every 60 years?
Every 50 years.
Oh, 50.
You're like Halley's Comet.
Yeah.
When you're coming, and you ray, you foray into the earth, into planet Earth, every 50 years. And people like you should be venerated. I don't call OAPs quite often, but when I listen to Joyce, especially on this program or the one tomorrow, Confessions and Logic, I will say, oh my God, I'm going to go into limbo. Joy, with that, I'm out.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny said, what did he say? I was a comet? No, that was the one he said. Well, you said, you didn't hear it. Welcome to the show. Forgiveness. So you see exactly my point. I thought that there was a narrow line that needed to be interpreted, which is the knowledge of what you know forgiveness to be, but that because your spirit is broken, it seems as though there is a contest there. So let's find out. Language and Interpretations. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. What's your name? Hello, you're on the Sunny Side. We can hear you.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, speak up for us. Tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
My name is Chinna Yamwa.
Thank you.
Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
God knows I can.
Yeah. You just want to stretch our head this afternoon.
What's the use of the head if you're not going to stretch it?
You just want to stretch our head this morning instead of Thursday. Lots of logic. Okay.
Tell us what you
are you hearing me?
I'm with you. Yes.
For me, this word called forgiveness, it doesn't exist on this our planet Earth.
For real?
Yes, if he really exists, it may be in a spiritual realm. Even this, there's this statement: to err is human, and to forgive is divine. So, if you are not divinely connected, that's forgiveness.
Okay.
Yes. If you are not divinely connected, there's nothing like forgiveness. Even if I want to go to the Bible now, you tell me to stay in Lagos.
Oh, for him. Go where you want to go.
David, I want to say about the... Okay, David and when God, when David did his own, after doing all his, committing all the atrocities, he was thinking that God will forgive him. God not forgive him because he paid the price. Even God did not allow
the consequence. So that's exactly what the last caller is also saying. Like, there's a consequence for your actions.
Yeah, that last caller, even he did the justice to the
Okay. Okay. Wow. This is a good one. Look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. We're 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joy.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. What's your name?
This is Moses calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Moses. Go ahead.
Yeah. The truth there is this about forgiveness, huh? You know, I always tell you about conscience. First, if we don't know God, it's different. But if you say you know God, first, you have to train your conscience to let things go easily. And that's why sometimes you see people that let things go easily, even though you hurt them so deep, they can never retaliate. It's because they've trained their conscience to always be like that. You understand? They've listened to the word of God and they've accepted it. Not just accepting one side or leave it one side and say, God said, no, say hard. You know,
so you're also saying that without the divine, it's impossible for one to bring himself to forgive without... Okay.
Because first, you have to always see that God is seeing me. Make sure I offend God every day. Forgive me. It's because of him and my life. So who am I?
So is it easy to forgive them?
I can't forgive anybody.
So someone hurts you, then they go away.
Joy, all my life...
Then they come back when they have a problem and say, I have a problem, sorry. Is it easy to do that? I want you to think about the context. Okay, good.
Yes, I'll tell you why it's very easy. See, okay, let me give you an example just last night. Somebody will come to you and the person will try to control you, tell you what he wants you to do. And you are so pissed off and you left the person. And the next minute, you still carry the pot and be cooking for this same person. That's why the person is getting you angry. It's not your girlfriend or it's just a friend and you are older than this person far, far. The truth is that it's just the way you train your conscience to have the fear of God.
So it's possible
that... Even though somebody kill your mother, kill your father, you can easily forgive knowing that the main judgment is God. It's not you.
Well, that's a good example.
Your own is just to do what is right.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. This is 99.3 We're Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for calling. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Josh.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very... Turn off your... Yo, man!
Hello.
Would you turn off your radio? Because I'm about to shout again.
Please, George, I just want to ask.
Have you turned off your radio? You must turn off your radio.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I have to let you go. Because you'd be grating on my nerves. Hello, that's Sonny Say. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon. First off, let me say, it's very hard to forgive.
Huh?
If anybody would be truthful on that one.
Sorry, bring it back. I didn't get that. Could you bring it back? What did you say? What's your first sentence?
It's very hard to forgive.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If we'll be truthful on that one.
Yeah.
There's some pain. There's a kind of pain and hurt someone to go through. And you just want vengeance. You want justice. You want that person to be hurt. You want that person to feel the pain you're going through. Then you want to feel satisfied. Like, yes, just feel it. Have a little of it and feel what you put me through.
Okay.
You know, but it's very hard to forgive. But when you know that, you know, God has commanded us to forgive just as he has forgiven us, you know, then you have to go to him because God has that forgiving heart. God is very rich in forgiveness. So you go to God. It's very hard in situations where, especially when it comes from someone that's very close to you, there is no hope like that one.
Okay.
Someone they expect that, you know. So you need to go. We need to go to God and say, God, it's hard for me to do this. Give me grace to really forgive this.
So all these people who don't forgive are godless humans breathing God's air. All right then.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. I need to get to WhatsApp. We have friends saying quite a number of things.
Mm-hmm. Chris from Accra says, "Hi, Joyce. Please let that caller know that God is sentimental. He says, 'My mercy is upon whom I choose to.' There's trilogy in forgiveness. There's God, man, and nature. God and man may forgive you if you offend them, but nature will repay you for your actions. God made the earth, nature to be plain. So whatsoever you sow, you reap. God forgives, man forgives, nature pays accordingly." Chris from Accra.
Wait. So nature is more forgiving than God. Chris, delete that WhatsApp message. How do you say, how do you say, okay, maybe I understand the import. It's like saying fire. It's like saying fire burns. So if you mess with it, then it burns you. Chris, what sort of message is this? It's confusing. It's not straight. Next WhatsApp message.
Harry, currently at Anthony, says, "Hi, Joyce. I'm really impressed how all the people commenting on the topic have been so nice. Wow. I never knew Nigerians are saints that forgive easily. So who are now all these wicked people we see everywhere, especially in this Lagos? Oh, radio world is different from the real world."
Okay. Well, that part. Anybody else worth
it? Yeah.
Sure.
This one says, "Hi, Joyce. That guy is really arrogant. He should be helped, but sincerely, he's worse than a, you know, he
worse than a pig."
Yeah. John from Pretoria. And he says, "In fact, the guy should be left alone to his consequences."
He should be left alone to the consequences of what he did.
Yeah.
Fair. The Sony side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm going to come back to WhatsApp in a minute. Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Look, now you have to forgive me. Make it back. The Sony side. How are you? Can you hear us? I can't hear you, and it's the same thing with the last caller. Hello. Can you hear me? Make it back. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, ma.
It's good to have you here.
His comrade.
Sure.
I want to tell you a person that I have forgiven.
Oh, God.
Can I say?
No. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay, mommy. I have forgiven Mr. President by never talking to him about Fulani killing. I have forgiven Mr. President about not taking Dasuki and Ezeki to court on time. I have forgiven Mr. President by removing Honor in February 2019, before 2019, election of the 6th of February 2019. I have forgiven Buhari by building a way from Kaduna to Niger. I have forgiven Pantarin by force.
It's
all right. In a pandemic of Ihu and COVID virus that killed my sister March 1st, 20, last year.
You have a big heart. You have a big heart.
Yes.
You have a big
heart.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you're half human, half something else that transcends human. Thank you very much. Do we have someone on WhatsApp?
Yes. Now, this person says...
Oh, hold on a second. We're off on a break. Then we'll come back and then conversation continues. Don't go anywhere. Nice, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You ready for WhatsApp messages?
Yeah, I was. Now, this person says, "An eye for an eye make the world blind, they say." Mm-hmm. They say, "Show love to those who show you hate." Mm-hmm. "I have witnessed different experiences, read, and have an open mind about life itself."
Yeah.
"Now, there are some things I wouldn't forgive or let slide." "If someone is stupid enough to take one or hurt one of mine, I'll take or splash 10 of theirs as a warning."
Uh-oh.
"Afterwards... sit, take a deep breath, and drink wine. Lay down, relax, as I enjoy some lyricless music. People who call themselves Christians and cheap talk forgiveness like it's easy as drinking water should realize that sometimes showing love to your enemy would only make you look like a cooking fool for dinner."
Like you're cooking a cooking fool for dinner. Mm. Hold on. You first introduced us to Jesus. Then you just went straight to Lucifer, somewhere in the middle of all of that. No, he said something like, they did one hurt to a loved one. He'll take 10. What did he say?
Yeah. If you're stupid enough to take one or hurt one of mine.
Then I'll take 10.
Yeah, and splash that as a warning.
Man, that's something right out of the belly of hell. Like, that's just a good old Lucifer chess move right there. Luciferian chess. But he started off with telling us, "An eye for an eye will make the world go blind." But he's not even taking his own advice. Mm-hmm. The Sony side.
Mm-hmm.
So someone hurts you deliberately. So that's the thing here is deliberate. They do it And the aim is to hurt you. The aim is not a it's not a mistake. It's aimed at you. Minimize you, disrespect you, disregard you, break your spirit so that you are hurt and you're left broken. And then they go away. Then they get into trouble. Then you come back and be like, I'm in trouble. By the way, I'm sorry about what I said. Yeah. Mm. That part. That. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info.
Hello. Mm?
Yeah, welcome. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Benjamin. I tried to call you.
Welcome, Benjamin. Like, thank you for calling back.
Yes, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Bible told us that we are of God. We are of Christ. And Christ is God.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask, there was a man that just called that God did not die for us. I want to clarify the air because this is public radio.
Hey!
Be very careful of whatever I say
good
on the public radio.
Heaven.
You see, everybody has the way you understand the Bible. Everybody has what it means.
Do you know we settled? Do you know I settled that with him? I did. And I said to him that the import of what you said is exactly what he was saying. And then he said, okay. So you need not defend it because both of you are saying the same thing.
No, Joyce, I'm not offended. But there's something he said. He said, God did not die for us. But I just want to clear the air because the Bible told us that we are Christ and Christ is God.
Okay,
and
that
if he wants to know my enlightenment, let him go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 23. The last verse, when you read it, you understand what God means, what Christ means in God.
On a day I'm discussing forgiveness, it's not even, you see you now, you couldn't even just let it go. But I get it, Del. I think both of you are saying the same thing. Now, he hung up. You see it. You see these humans. You hung up. Like, let him do that. On the day I'm discussing forgiveness. You see, I think maybe some of you just say it, but you've not been tested. Because I think they're saying something. Then there's you walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and then you realize that that's an actual location. Like, where the valley of the shadow of death is a spot on the map. It's somewhere. You call, let him go there, let him do this, let him do that. And then you hang up. But the topic is forgiveness. Wow. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce. What's up?
It sounds like you won't forgive easily, oh.
Yeah.
Welcome. It's good to have you here. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Joyce, you see forgiveness, forgiveness in your mouth is very easy. Some people will just say, forgive and just forgive and I beg. Me, I would tell people to say, forgive and I'm not telling you you forget them, but forgive them. But it takes the grace of God to forgive you. Shall we, you know?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to find out. What do you think?
Okay, let me go for the Bible now because...
What? Is that... Yeah. Well, is that your only recourse?
Wait, you know, I'm not trying to be sinner. I'm going to be forgiven. I want to go back to the Bible. Because the Bible recorded that Judas, everybody just blaming Judas, blaming Judas, blaming Judas. But let me tell you something. People that is not there that Judas betrayed Jesus, they are angry with Judas. They cannot forgive Judas. Do you know that?
I don't know, happened?
Let me tell you why. Judas, now that they are shouting Judas, nobody can give their children Judas the card, nobody can give them Judas, but they can give their children Chukudema, Chukumeka.
So what's Jesus your point? That Judas is a bad, people think Judas is a bad guy.
My point is that if Judas did not do what he did to Jesus, the scriptures will not be fulfilled. Jesus is not me. I believe Jesus is not. Maybe if we go to heaven now, we see Judas at the right hand of the Father. I don't know why people don't want to forgive Judas.
You really think that if you went to heaven today, Judas would be at the right hand?
My mind is telling me Judas is there because if Judas did not did what he did, the scriptures will not be fulfilled. Okay, now, when Judas was eating with Jesus, the Last Supper, Judas refused to go and betray Jesus. Jesus was telling him,
You're not only reading the Bible backwards, you're reading it upside down.
I don't know if it's forward though, but check it now. You not is it like this? I cannot give your child now Judas. Is it good?
Can you name your child Judas?
Maybe I will give him second name.
It's not a bad thing if
like,
you believe it's not
I
such
give
a...
Him Chukudi, I give him Judas.
Okay, it's not a bad thing.
If you... Judas, wait, see, Judas, look, forgive Judas.
It's all right. Let's not, the conversation Jesus. Is not Judas. If you don't think
but
that Judas is a bad guy.
Now.
No,
anybody that wants to talk bad now will call Judas name.
All right, thank you very much.
I wouldn't be calling the poor man name. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Nah. Confederation of opinions. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Welcome to radio. What's your name? Wow.
Good afternoon.
The side of heaven. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff Lopez is my name.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I forgive.
Okay.
But I don't forget.
Yeah, it's hard to forget.
Yes. And the thing is, because I don't know the question very well, but...
You're lying. What are you doing here? You don't know the question.
No, I know the question, but I want to get... You painted the scenario of a man that confessed that the mother killed his sister.
Yeah, it happened on radio on Confessions Thursday, one of our editions of Confessions Thursday. A man said that. Yeah,
I missed that.
Okay.
I missed that. It seems as if the people are just thinking, maybe you steal my phone, you steal my dad, they will forgive. You understand? Because I've been listening and people have been saying, look at the scenario.
Exactly, exactly.
So a lot of people are just calling, look at Boko Haram, all those people now.
Uh-huh.
Those Boko Haram that has killed someone's father, you like that kind of person. And you know the person. The person now comes back to you for help.
Uh-huh.
The best thing you can do is forgive.
Okay.
But you don't allow such person to go scot-free. Yes. Yes. You make sure they get him arrested. You make sure you take him to court. You make sure, like, with all the strength in you, that he's killed at the end of the day in court.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Or sentenced to life imprisonment.
But you're forgiving him.
Yes, now.
Okay. So you're saying that the consequence of the action must still have its cause.
Yes. Because some people are thinking it is only God, that divine spirit that you can have. Like, Christ-like. You have to get, like...
And in a world of godless people, it doesn't appear that, you know, forgiveness is on a shelf somewhere.
Even driving on the road, let those people calling in now, saying they will forgive this, let them bash their 2022 or 2023. If they say 2023 Lexus right now, or the Mercedes-Benz, let them bash it. Maybe they will forgive, talk less of killing their own. Let us judge. Even men of God who driving on road takes a lot of grace for them not to curse. You follow? God, forgive me. You hold yourself like God, please. I know I'm missing that. Forgive me.
Good
even
God.
David said it. Even from my mother's womb, you say sinner.
Yeah, but we get that, the sinner part, but I just wanted to understand.
What I'm saying is forgiving. All of them, let us do, what is it called, survey.
That's what we're trying to
forgive.
Do.
Forgive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Saying a Bible, this. See.
Okay.
Practical.
Yeah, I get it.
Let someone beat you like a thief. Let the person beat you like a thief. And you know you didn't do it, and you now the person comes back. You even gather a lot of people to help you beat the person. See,
Thank you.
I'm being practical. I will forgive you, but man, you go collect.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I will forgive now.
Can you still call that forgiveness, then?
Yes.
The idea justice. Of revenge.
Justice.
Okay, so it's not revenge for you, it's justice.
Yes.
All right.
And, arresting you, making sure you pay for everything. Like, I don't want to, you must go to court. If not something they will kill you for, I don't mind, but I'm forgiving you. I am forgiving.
You're crazy.
You.
Okay, okay. You know what? I'm just about had it. All right, I get that. Thank you very much for calling. And, well, you might fault that. Or maybe not. He said even if they're going to kill you, he doesn't mind. But he's forgiving you. And he wants justice. And he says it's justice, not revenge. Wow. Nigeria Info. You see, this is complex, huh?
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
My pleasure. I just want to tell you a life story.
Yeah.
It happens to me during the lockdown.
Real quick.
Yeah. I stayed with a cousin of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me to leave the house.
Okay.
Unknown to me that he doesn't have money to pay the rent. And asked me to leave the house.
Hmm.
So, why I'm about to leave the house, like, on Tuesday, so I heard the landlord said he should leave the house. Meanwhile, instead of telling me, bro, I don't have money, can we just put her together, pay this, and he's asking me, being chairman for me, if I want to leave my house. So when the landlord came, I told him, what's the problem? He said, your brother did not pay me my rent. And I asked him how much. He told me, that's okay, I'll pay you the rent. He said, you will pay agreement, agent, and all whatnot. I said, okay, no problem, I'll pay you. And I paid. Now, I own the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's staying with me.
Hell.
I've never asked him to do anything. Doesn't pay my bill, doesn't pay my lights, be nothing.
Who sweeps the house? Who cleans the house?
You know what?
Who cleans the house?
I do. I don't care.
Oh, okay. So he sits down. You've paid the rent. He sits down. You clean the house.
I don't care.
Okay, okay. That's okay.
The life has nothing in it.
Okay.
He owns this thing today, tomorrow, man. Own nothing.
Very true, though.
He has nothing.
Very true. Wow. Okay.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Jay.
Thank you very much for your story, and God bless you. Wow. You know, my mom went through one experience with my mom. I think I need a show for that conversation. And it's about forgiveness. And that thing my mother did bends logic for me. It practically alters logicality. So I'll share that story because I really want you to tell your story. I'll tell you that story another time. So I think my mom might make heaven and I might not, because it does not make sense to me. But she did. Hello, someone's on WhatsApp for us. I think people are asking me questions. Yeah, if you're on WhatsApp, what's up?
Yeah, people want you to tell them the name of the book and the name of the movie.
So the name of the movie is Boys from Brazil. And what you have to do is you have to read literary write-ups. They're not books, but they're literary write-ups on your history. So because it's not supposed to be public knowledge, it's not going to be in one book. So what happens with understanding truth is that truth is split through things. So you will go to hell, you'll find an element of the truth that they deny. You'll go to China, you'll find an element. You'll go to Peru, you'll find it. You go every. So it's like truth is a puzzle now. You have to move around to piece it together. So Lab is Born, you have to read the article on, and there are articles actually on the German experiment. So just Google Lebensborn and then read the articles on it. Then if you find maybe German writers, I don't have any names in my head right now, who wrote about that, good for you. Lebensborn. Yeah. And the movie is The Boys from Brazil. And the last time I checked, it was on YouTube. I don't know if they've taken it down, but you should be able to find it if you're a pirate. You guys who don't go to cinemas anymore, but watch all the movies, you know what to do. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon. Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm Polycarp from Elasa.
It's good to meet you here.
Yeah, your topic is an interesting one, and I've been listening.
Okay.
I thank the last speaker. You know, this is, you know, a standard. As a Christian, you know, when Jesus was beaten and spat upon and disgraced by people who have healed and did all of the things, and they crucified him. At the point of giving up, he was even praying for his head, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. All of those people who are speaking their mind there are coming from worldly things. The formula is there. You know, my own, I have come to see that If you're expecting much from anybody, you can't get anywhere. Take people the way you see them. The formula is there. You know, forgive. Absolutely. But for somebody to say it will take them to God even if a person wants to die, that person is digressing from it. If you want to forgive, you forgive. Like the last speaker I've said, somebody who dealt with him. But he's down hosting the person. So that is just it. When somebody comes out with the wickedness of man, like God said, he regretted creating man, that's because of man's wickedness. But he gave man another opportunity in Christ.
So I think you're saying that forgiveness is possible. Now the question is how easy, because the guy you disagree with gave context. So he said, for example, someone could kill your father deliberately, and then the person doesn't apologize, the person goes away. Then maybe the person needs help. Then the person comes to you and say, "Look, I need help. Oh, by the way, sorry about your father's death."
Fine. That is when you have to be a hero, you know, an unprecedented. By forgiving and even giving that person. But it's very hard.
God will help us.
You know, many are called, but few are chosen.
No, few indeed.
I rest my case there. Thank you very much
for calling. Few indeed. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sony. I'm itching to tell you my mother's story. Hello, the Sony side. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is. Can I use the word anonymous?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Based on the topic, actually. Forgiveness. When I'm just lawyer called, you mentioned you make justice to take over, whatever thing. But as far as I'm concerned, whenever you make someone who offends you go through the
pain they put you through?
If you actually made him go through what he should have gone through because of what he did, then that's not forgiveness. It's only if it's beyond your power, if it's beyond what you can overlook, that the government has now taken a head. A higher authority.
An instituted authority.
You, but because
okay.
of what the standard on ground, that's number one. That's what the second aspect I want to talk about is that I use the word anonymous because currently I have a very clear one to talk about based on myself and my mother. Okay.
Don't waste time now. Give us gist,
Okay, throughout this year now, I just want to use the recent one. Throughout this year, she called me 2 times.
Who called you? Your mom?
Yes.
Okay.
The first time she called was a day before Easter.
And
I've known her for years that she only called when she needs money.
Okay.
That's a day before Easter. The second time she called me was this morning. I was expecting her call from the first. I knew she would call anytime soon because this month is her birthday.
Okay.
So, because things have been on ground for years that she and my dad don't know how I'm surviving. From my teenagehood.
Yeah.
We have not connected each other. Things have happened at home and I have not lived with them from my teenagehood. How I went to university, they don't know. How I feel up till now, they don't know. And I'm currently a graduate. I struggled for my life.
Wow.
From teenagehood. They don't care. They don't do anything.
Both of your parents don't care about you?
That's what I'm saying. A lot is happening.
Oh, wow.
So, such a thing. Now, it's easier to say they are forgivable. But what if that thing is still ongoing and it's still bothering?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Even if you try to say, I forgive, and you still see the same thing. When parents are not ready to correct what has been happening, just leave you.
They haven't only left you, but now they call you when they want money.
That's my mom. That's
your mom. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
But my dad, actually, that was for years.
For years, it doesn't call you.
Yes. There was a time I called. That was about some years back. I called him. The question he asked me was just two. He asked, he said, where are you? Are you in the prison yard or in the custody?
Oh.
After over 3 years or 4 years, I just said I should call him. That was a statement that came from his mouth.
Oh.
I'm not to call it again. So a lot of things. Now, when someone is not having issue with mom and dad, and they're not ready to correct things, how will...
So how are you managing? So what have you decided? Do you despise them?
No. This morning now, when she called, before I could pick the call, I was just thinking, wow. Because the person talking now is kind of, let me use the word, homeless in court.
Wow.
I was supposed to rent a place from 31st of July now. I've been looking for just money to rent an apartment, and she is calling me.
Wow.
So you understand all these things. When I see a call, most times I'll just be so down. I say, I know it's a lot of money again.
Wow.
Why? She knows that when I have things initially before, I send to her.
Okay.
There was a period I had an opportunity. I was given like a quarter bag of rice. A quarter. I didn't take a cup from it.
You just sent it to her?
Yeah, oh. I sent I got it to three. One quarter for her. Then for my other siblings also. I didn't take a cup from it. Several times I get that. I just give them.
So what do you say about forgiveness then? Because you really have like a first-hand experience. So it doesn't sound easy for you, but it sounds like you're trying.
It's actually a thing that is kind of, because I say it depends. It has to do with what is still ongoing.
So for what is ongoing now, tell us about this one that's ongoing. Is it hard for you to forgive them?
Yes, because the other part is not ready to correct things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying now? So it will be hard. And the longer it stays, the more
it calcifies. Yeah, it hardens up. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. That's my own experience. And it has been, like I said, from my teenage room.
Wow.
I'm 38.
Since you've been a teenager?
Yes.
And now you're 38.
Yes.
Wow.
So the thing is just too much in my head for you.
And it's like, it's difficult for you because you have to, this is your life. Like, this is how you live. You live with these people.
Yeah.
You can't quite cut them off. Now, that's hard. That's hard.
I haven't seen him now, my dad, for how many years.
That's hard. Doesn't care. Doesn't care. Wow, that's hard. That is hard. I can afford a conversation before break. Make it back, Nigeria Info. Wow, I wanted to just do this conversation for an hour, and I'm pushing hard because the phone lines won't stop ringing, and I want to talk about child psychology. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
This is Moses.
Okay.
I need to quickly correct that man.
You have 1 second. You have 1 minute.
Okay, first, Jesus is not God Almighty. Jesus is God.
Okay.
Mighty God, but not God Almighty.
Okay, and stop. Pause. Wait, please. Okay. It's not necessary. People, that's not necessary.
Okay. Forgiveness, just as I said before, I won't say much. See, we don't look for who is wrong if it comes to forgive. Just like that guy, what he said now. For me, I will give when I have money. I don't have. But I will never put whatever they've done to me to act. I leave that.
Yeah, but you're minimizing his pain because the last caller is living with it. Like he wakes up and he knows that his parents don't care. You can't say that you're not looking for who's wrong.
My dad never sent me primary school. Me, that I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but you see, I think people handle pain differently. People.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Joy. I was like training your conscience that you don't. Like, he's trying, but he should not put it to her. He should just do when he doesn't have mom, I don't have. But whatever both of them have done to him, he should not even put it to us. He should just leave it to God.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
The Sunny Side, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. There's a message here on Twitter. Welcome to Nigeria Info. And Imani saying, speaking of forgiveness, the lady that talked about Judas, the Bible says it is bound for, what's this, 4D? Oh, it's bound for the Son of Man to be betrayed. Huh? Is that betray? That's betrays.
Typo.
Okay. It's bound for the Son of Man to be betrayed, huh? Into the hands of men, but woe unto him by whom the Son of Man shall be betrayed. It would have been better he was not born. Oh, thank you. He's quoting the scripture, Matthew 26:24. For the lady who said that Judas is not a bad guy because Judas was fulfilling scripture. And then he is saying it is the destiny of Christ to be betrayed. But woe to the man who betrays Christ. It would have been better he was not born.
That means he had a choice to actually choose.
Yo, man, this topic scratches me, man. Like, this is unveiling things. Because sometimes you want to say destiny. Because you see the scripture he quoted? I remember when someone hurt me, and I stumbled on a scripture that says, woe to him through whom offense come. So you've read that scripture before? It says, woe unto him through whom an offense will come. So if you create an offense, I think it's deeper than rap. I think there's something else. No, I'm serious. There's something else, because except the Bible is inaccurate, or maybe there's a lie there. He says, woe to him through whom offense comes. So if you offend someone, it is woe to you. It's like, I think it sounds like it's akin to condemnation. It's like, well, you're damned. That's what it sounds like, because it doesn't say the same shall be done unto you. That's straightforward. It doesn't say you have stirred the wrath of God, and so God is angry. It doesn't, so you don't know what you're dealing with. It just says war unto you. Such open-ended statements. It's like the same thing this guy is trying to say, that woe unto him through whom Christ is betrayed. It would be better he's not born. It's like, woe? What does that mean in heaven? Because it was woe to Satan, right? Now your own, yeah, it was woe to Satan. So that was, so if you believe the historical documentation of the story of the war in heaven, then if it was woe to Satan, and then they say woe to you, it's like, yo, that's bad. It's 2 p.m. on the clock. The phone lines haven't stopped ringing. So I think this is very. Topic of forgiveness is rooted in the consciousness of men, and maybe some of you struggle with it. I think I'm a little impressed with the feedback I'm getting. We're going to go off on a break. When we come back, I want to talk about child psychology. I like that one. That one sounds like you're going to laugh at the madness this world presents you in a form of civilization. But yeah, we'll find out more. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side.
Okay, let's talk about today's treasure hunt. Today's treasure hunt is a photo of the podcast banner of our sports show, Game On. You go find it anywhere on our app, and you could win 5,000 Naira now on the Sunny Side. Once you see it, click on it, fill the details and submit. Fastest finger wins. Good luck. But remember, you can only play via the app.
What are they looking for?
A photo of the podcast banner of our sports show, Game On.
Photo of the podcast banner mm-hmm. of the sports show Game On.
Mm-hmm.
Happy searching and good luck. So I want to quickly underscore something, and I think it's necessary because I mean, worthy of notes, right? We say objective conversations and of course subjective conversations. Before you were, so this is why it's critical to be capable of thought or the ability to think. Before you adopt a philosophy, you must interrogate it. You must know it well enough before you say you believe or don't believe something. So, if, for example, if you say you don't believe something, it must be that you have interrogated it to the point where you have arrived at a conclusion that says, I don't believe this. Other than that, you deform yourself, you disarm yourself, you place yourself on sinking sand. You cannot adopt a philosophy that you do not understand. So it's as though you must then commit yourself to interrogation. You must labor to understand things before you adopt it. Let me show you what happened on the show, or let me repeat or underscore what happened on the show. So a lady called in, and from her thinking, wherever she's thinking from, somewhere from the good conscience of her heart, she's thinking Judas, blah, 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 is not a bad guy. Hey, why not? Blue, he's yeah. Then someone calls and says, well, that particular reference to Judas has something worth considering. So it's not that you think that Judas is good, but that it is said of Judas that it was better that Judas wasn't born. So it seems as though you must interrogate your beliefs before you adapt them, so that you do not adopt a flaw, is the same thing, or is the same reason that you must teach your children how to think, so that in your absence, they can choose between right and wrong of their own knowing, as against following someone. That is why I beyond despise it. I think it's an element to weaken human consciousness when you commit your children to mentors who determine the course of their lives. A man must stay under tutelage, and after that, he must become a man for himself. A woman must stay under tutelage for a period. After that, must become independent. The glorification of another human being over the other, to me, is... I don't know what you're doing, to be honest. But then again, maybe, you know, my own philosophy, where I come from, we don't believe in the subordination of free people. So that's what I believe. So it doesn't make sense to me that there is one who supposes that they're higher than other, when the one who doesn't know can not know today and know tomorrow. And between knowing and not knowing is commitment to knowing. And so if you know, then you need not come to me for redemption. You need not suppose that, you know, that there's something that's in me that you need to determine the course of your life. I'm here as you are, except it is exclusively necessary that I hand over something to you. But if I'm not the God of your life, I cannot determine the outcome of your life. So it's as though men must understand the responsibility of their lives. And it is said that you take up the cross, take up your cross and follow who? Who? Because all your daddy G.O.'s and your mommy G.O. I mean, there's a mommy G.O. whose husband was alleged to have raped or molested a 16-year-old. And she came out and she says she's in this do or die. It's like, wait, you're not thinking, right? Because it's evident the capacity to think must be dead. For your conscience to not even make you feel ashamed, you know, for you to think it's okay to even openly say, this is where death's going. And by the way, the reason you must know the things that you know correctly is that you're not alive to die. You're alive that in the event that you die, death will meet you here. So if you say, I believe something, or I stand for something, you're not there to die for it. But if death were to come, death would meet you there. So WhatsApp, right? Is it that serious?
Okay, so Abby says, Joyce, please understand the difference between your kind of offense and the offense Jesus is talking about. Your kind of offense falls in the categories of forgivable offenses that daily happens amongst men, while that of Judas are offenses that happens once in millenniums. They are sins, errors, mistakes that changes the course of God, heaven, earth, humanity. They sometimes happen out of carelessness, mistake, divine arrangement. Some shouldn't be born. So I weep for those willing to give birth by all means, even when God is not answering them.
Who's this child? Who's that guy?
Abby.
Bring it back. Wait. Abby has just pointed us in another direction.
Oh
so
God.
Wait. He's saying that they're sin. So I think I like what he did. That there are offenses that are tolerable, that you can readily just tolerably forgive. Mm-hmm. And that there are some that changes the course of things. Like, isn't that, you know, like science says that people die of heartbreak, for example. Like, you could be so heartbroken, you could die.
Oh my God.
So I had a friend, and I've said this before, I had a friend whose mother was taken to Canada. She had cancer. She died in Canada. So they brought the body back here to bury her. Her husband was so heartbroken, he couldn't stop talking about following her. So when they went to bury my friend, the family took the mother's body to go and bury in Anambra. And the father died there. So the father died before they buried the mother. So they buried two, they buried both parents. So he just called me up and be like, guess what happened? My father's dead. I'm like, huh? He said the man just couldn't stop talking about following her. Like, he was like, he's not doing anything here. As far as this world is concerned, he has no business here. And he never stopped talking about it. He's like, he wants to go. And so I was so shocked. And he said, we're burying our parents. My father just died. So we're putting both parents in the ground. But they came to bury one parent. And you've heard of lovers who... I've read of lovers who've been so heartbroken. And one dies and the other wants to die. Like, death is the least that can happen. Like, nothing is worse. Like, the death of a lover is worse than the thought of death itself. So here, Abbe is saying that there are some offenses that are negligible, and that there are some... like, let's read that again. It's just even a good way to even end the topic, or at least a segue into something else. Honey, don't sleep on me.
What?
Read it again.
Oh, because I already left. So Abbe says that there's a difference between your kind of offense and the offense Jesus is talking about. Your kind of offense falls in the category of forgivable offenses that daily happens amongst men, while that of Judas are offenses that happens once in millenniums. Yeah. Can I continue?
Yeah, I'm trying to think about the once in millennia. I think I understand the import of it. I mean, like, there's a grade of offense that, to be honest, it's even better to leave it to God, because there's no point trying to avenge, because that's not even the best that can come out of it. Yeah, because people betray people on a regular. Like, husbands betray wives, wives betray husbands. There's a husband who put out a video this morning, which I saw. His wife sold his house. What's a man to do? And she left. Maybe she left with another man. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
No. He says there are sins, errors, mistakes that changes the course of God, heaven, earth, humanity. They sometimes happen out of carelessness, mistake, divine arrangement. Some shouldn't be born, so I weep for those who are willing to give birth by all means, even when God is not answering them.
I agree with something he said, this whole divine arrangement thing. That's why I do not... Every death is not bad. Every death is not bad. And maybe we should discuss that on the Lords of Logic. Every dying is not a bad... In fact, some people die and it's the best outcome. So when my mom was, when my mom passed, the nurses at the hospital said, so we had nurses come to us and then they said, oh, sorry about your mom. And then they said, oh, but you should be happy. They said that this is our work. We've seen people suffer so bad that you even want them to die, because the suffering is so much. They cry so much that it seems as though you start wishing them death because of their pain. And they said, oh, your mom just came on like that. She just left. Like, there's no pain. When my mom died, a colleague asked me, he said, are you great? Have you found something to be grateful for? And I thought that was insane. I said, how can you ask me to find gratitude in death? And he said, you must find gratitude in death. So I had to think about something I was grateful for. He said, find it. There's something there that you shouldn't miss because you think death is the worst thing. So my mother's passing taught me something. Death is not the worst thing. It's not. I think you think it is, but I say to you that it's not. And we can debate it on the Lords of Logic. Off on a break. Well, that's not today. Another time. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info. All right, so this conversation seems to extend to an aspect of dialogue that at this point... So I love it. I love the fact that here we must interrogate one, our capacities, where our strengths begin and where it ends, and what is responsible for the capacity to forgive. And it seems as though the dialogue in itself is revelatory, because it shows... that there is something in us that honestly makes us inadequate. Mm-hmm. And I think we haven't used that word yet. But there's something fundamentally in us that makes us practically inadequate to be able to overlook a certain degree of error. So someone told me that he had a friend in Jos. And there was this Boko Haram thing some years ago. And both his parents were killed. And it altered his friend's mind so bad, his friend became a killer. So you see that. So normal guy, he's everybody's friends. He's a normal guy. He's hanging out. He's probably got a girlfriend, friends. And then they kill his parents. Oh. And it upsets his mind, like it practically uproots the order in his mind that he becomes a killer. Yeah. I was watching a documentary on, I think it was Crime and Investigation. The guy had been killing so bad, while they were going to interview him, he said to them, don't remove me from prison. If you put me back on the streets, I'm going to kill.
Wow.
Yeah. He said, don't bother. Don't take me out there again. If you take me there, I'm going to kill. This, the concept of repentance or changing is out of the question, but just don't put me out there. So he was in a maximum security cell in isolation. And so they were trying to find out how, you know, the mind of a psychopath works and how he became a killer. And God knows what that son of man has been through, because he just don't try it. If you put me there, the first person I see, I'll probably kill him. So it's like, there's an aspect of the human mind that logic can't quite touch. And there's a certain level of pain. I remember one time I said to my mom that I went through a certain level of pain, and I discovered that the valley of the shadow of death is a location, is a place. Yeah, it's a place. And I really enjoyed it. And I think that the conversation has revealed that more people are willing to forgive. But I don't know that they have been tested. And it seems as though you cannot say you're capable of forgiveness until you're tested. Like the boy who said that he's going through something right now with his parents. And as much as he wants to forgive, it's hard because the other person is not changing the outcome. So is it possible for you to forgive an outcome that hasn't changed? So that's also a different cut. That's a different thing. If someone offends you and they're sorry, then it seems as though you have an obligation to forgive because they are sorry. If someone forgives you and they are not sorry,
then how do you know they are sorry?
So it's, if someone deliberately hurts you and they are deliberately not sorry, mm-hmm. what is the utility of forgiveness? Because they don't even want your forgiveness. So it's like the concept of you wanting to forgive is paralyzed because the one who has offended you does not seek forgiveness.
So it's in the context of the guy who comes out to say that Igbos are fourth in ranking. How do you know? How are we certain that he's really sorry or he's
so
just
that, that was also a debate. People were going back and forth like, well, how are we sure you're sorry? Because it seems as though you're only saying sorry because your brother's kidnapped.
Right.
You're only saying sorry because it's like someone cheats on you and then you catch them and they say sorry. It's like, wait.
You're sorry because you're not.
Like, why are you sorry? It's like, no, I'm really sorry. It's like, wait. Someone sent us a tweet saying that Rihanna has a song. Mm-hmm. Where she said what?
Don't tell me you're sorry because you're not. We know that you're only sorry because you got caught.
What was that song again? You look so dumb right now. Oh, we should play that.
Maybe.
Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. I want to play a Rihanna song. I think it's really worth it. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Mazu, they're calling you.
Yeah.
Joyce, people talk about how God forgives. How did we know that God forgives? I don't think God forgives everybody because whatever you do, you have to pay back. All you need to do in this world, if you're forgiving somebody because you don't want to harm him, it's okay, right? But whatever that is, must go back.
Your line is not so good. So you are even saying that God does not forgive?
She isn't sure.
No.
Oh, you're not sure?
He doesn't forgive.
Ah.
He doesn't forgive because he has to pay. That is the nature. It's so natural.
Wow.
That he has to pay for whatever you do that is
wrong. Oh,
if he forgives, then that means there's no wrong in the world.
So if he forgives,
wait.
You say if God forgives, then there's no wrong in the world. Yeah, that's what it means, right?
If you pay, you understand. If you pay, you don't understand that yet. Wrong.
This is something. Thank you.
Something happened. Somebody just forgive you. Just I forgive you. You don't want to keep your payback. It's wrong.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. Can you see where this is going? So. Wow, wait a second. So he's saying that he doesn't even think God forgives, that what God does is punishment for the action that you have done. Lagos, Nigeria, you got some work to do. And it's not even Lords of Logic. Oh, wow. Hey, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Can I stay anonymous?
Well, sure.
Okay. I think, I have two sides of it.
Okay.
Very quickly. I had a girlfriend who did all he could. 2013, February. I met her, take care of her, do everything for her.
Mm.
One day she waked up. Okay, we had the first unprotected sex after 6 months, July 16th. And 1 month after, August, she said she's pregnant. I said, okay, no problem. Let's go there. I'm single, you're single. She said, no. I don't want it now.
Oh.
So, she started taking all kinds of injections. I never knew. Just to look pregnant so that she can be collecting money from me. Yes. And at the long run, she kidnapped herself.
You're playing.
Yes. She kidnapped herself. And I was meant to pay some ransom. Unfortunately, I didn't have much. I think I had about 2 million then. So I was able to release about 1.5 so that they can release her because she's supposed to be pregnant.
Oh.
And long story short, one night, after I've asked myself a lot of questions with what was happening, I decided to do personal
investigation.
Yes. So, because she was living on her in her own house, she refused to come to my own house to come and live. So I took her spare key, go to her house, and begin to read and begin to search. So I now saw one of the phones that she claimed that the kidnappers took, including my spare key, and I discovered the whole thing is story. Now none of them is true.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? And I said, okay. I felt so bad, like never before. But I still found joy. I said, you know what? Let me see what goes on. Let me play along. So I played along with her for some days, keep asking her, do you say you love me? Do you say you can do this for me? She keeps saying, yes, yes. So one beautiful Saturday, came back from work and said, babe, get ready. I want us to do scan. I want to see what is in your belly. And she said, you're not believing me? You don't believe me? She was saying, I said, no. It's not a matter of belief. I'm always busy. I had to, you know, take this time. Let's go to scan. So from there, she noticed that she went to her bag and noticed that her spare key with the phone and everything, I've read all the messages, everything. I read all the messages because, you know, I tried to use her date of birth to enter entrance into the phone. I read everything, how it happened, how she planned it, and all that.
So
when she noticed, I left her. After some months, her family were calling me that she's going mad, she's doing this, you know, and all that.
Mad. How?
They said the spiritual director wants me to forgive her, that my spirit is haunting her.
So,
and at the end of the day, Joyce, I have to forgive. But truly, did I forget? No, I did not.
Okay.
So,
Did you pay the ransom money?
Yes, I paid 1.5 million.
Wow. What year was this?
2014.
Wow.
So, I forgive. I moved on.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I rented an apartment to someone who I claimed to be a student just this year. And they entered my own side of the house and took everything in the house, including spoon and pot.
Wow.
And I said, this time, I'm not going to forgive. So forgiveness has to do with a lot of things.
Okay.
A lot of things. So this time around, I'm not going to forgive. They will pay for the sin they committed.
Okay.
So that's how I feel it works. You have to pay for something that you did. Just as the lady, too, is paying for the sin she committed. Though I'm not the one doing her anyway, but...
So then are you saying that forgiveness is possible, but you must pay?
Yes, you have to pay. And I think that's how nature works, too. Whatever you do, you will pay.
Okay.
You think you're doing evil and you think you are doing well. Forget it. You will pay.
Even
after death, you will pay. If you're still alive, you will pay.
Wow.
It's just a matter of time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's how it works.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Wow. Look, how about some music?